persons who are terrified of the awesome sights and sounds will flee from them, not caring which direction they take. There will be three hindrances which will block their way. Those are actually anger, lust, and stupidity, but appear as white, black, and red hindrances. The feeling of falling over these hindrances is actually the feeling of falling into the womb to be reborn. If you are one of these people, keep this thought in your mind. I shall be born into a happy world. And remember not to forget this. Others who have done many creative acts in their past will experience delightful pleasures and happiness during the experiencing of the mind. And those who have neither merits nor evil deeds will experience neither pain nor pleasure, but will experience a colorless state. No matter which state you should experience, don't be afraid of the terrors, and don't desire the pleasures. But remind yourself that I am responsible for all I see and all I create. Keep this in your mind without thinking that you are thinking it. Because of your inability to maintain control over your thoughts, you will oftentimes feel confused and even panic-stricken, and you will become incoherent at times. In this state, this thought may occur to you, so I am dead. What shall I do? And because of this thought, that which is basically you, that which is conscious, will be sad and experience a feeling of great loss and infinite misery. Since you cannot rest in one place, you will feel impelled to go on. But don't think of these things. Instead, allow your mind to be in an unformed state of emptiness. You will think of your home, and you will be there again. You will see your relatives and your own dead body. And you will think, now I am dead. What shall I do? And being oppressed with intense sorrow, the thought will occur to you, oh, what would I not give to possess a body? And with this thought in mind, you will wander about seeking a body. Even though you could re-enter your own dead body many times again, it will be useless to you. And finding no place to enter into, you will be dissatisfied and have the sensation of being squeezed into cracks amidst rocks and boulders. These are signs that you are trying to force a return to your ego. Just like a fish cast out of water on red hot embers, you will wonder where you will ever return. Do not struggle to return. Put aside the desire for a body. Maintain the mind in an unformed state, and so maintaining, you will obtain liberation. Because of your inability to confront your mind and control your attention, you may still not recognize your state. Understand that what you are suffering from comes from your own past behavior, for which you have not been willing to be responsible. It is not due to anyone else. Keep in mind that your own basic goodness is with you through what is about to transpire. Now we'll begin the reviewing of all your creative deeds and comparing of them to all of your negative or destructive deeds. You will be feeling very intense and serious while you are justifying all your actions. You You will shake and shiver and be afraid to admit that you don't know what is really going on. When your negativity comes up, you will attempt to lie and say, "I have not done this," or "it wasn't really my fault." Then all of a sudden, all the things that you consider to have been wrong actions that you have taken will appear. Then that past beingness of yours, which has been keeping track of all of your actions, will bring up your own memory and show you what you have done. Lying will be of no use to you now. At this point, you might realize that this is just your expectation, and that your karmic tendencies are bringing all this about. If this is so, you might be spontaneously liberated right here and now. If, on the other hand, you're really heavily identified with this drama, you will carry it even further. One of your past beingnesses or aspects of yourself will torture your present body, but you are incapable of dying. Don't fear these things. Your body, being a mental body and incapable of dying, is in reality a formed up emptiness of your own creation. Emptiness cannot endure the nothingness of your body. Keep conscious of what is happening. Soon a great emptiness will come over you. Now listen to me. In the state that you are now experiencing, the true state of the mind is an empty state of willingness to know and of knowingness, uninterrupted by knowledge. Conceiving and understanding this state is what separates enlightened beings from all others. If you are still attached to people, to things, images and roles, offer your attachments as a present to Osho. Give them up right now to Osho. Put your pain and your pleasures at his feet. Let them go. Don't be distracted now, for in this moment of time, you can achieve enlightenment. Up until now, you may not have recognized the true state of mind. But by doing so now, you will obtain self-liberation and awareness of your Buddha nature. Reality is nothing but an emptiness. That emptiness is not the emptiness of nothingness. But in emptiness of the true nature of which you feel awed and before which your consciousness shines more clearly and lucidly. If you are unable to control your attention, remember Osho and the way you felt before him. The love and the attention, the unconditional acceptance that he gave you. Hold on to your awareness of him through all the experiencing of the mind and even though you may be born again, you will not be hurt. Now, in choosing rebirth, the more aware you are, the less likely you will want to choose a couple in passionate or aggressive lovemaking. The womb is chosen by non-movement and quiet inaction, calm and centered emotion. The method of choosing a womb is made easy by the increased and clarified state of knowingness you feel in the third stage of transit. The real difficulty in the third stage is to close the door to a womb that you do not wish to enter. And the primary problem now is to be able to recognize a womb, because the perceptions are all completely confused, and wombs don't seem to be wombs but other objects. It may have become apparent to you by now that there are three different types of perception or awareness in transit. On the first stage, the point of creation, you can treat the visions exactly as they appear to you. On the second stage, the point of destruction, you can trust the visions to behave as if true also. But on this third stage, creating the absence of the creation, you cannot trust the visions to be as they appear, because they have been created to hide or disguise something. In order to avoid birth, you will have to either recognize that anything you see is in fact the shining luminous emptiness and nothing else, or you will have to decode and understand the real meaning behind each of the images you see. Now, there will appear to you six different colored lights: dull white, dull green, dull yellow, dull blue, dull red, and black. These different lights will attempt to attract you to different kinds of rebirth. Ignore them. Conceive of the highest level beingness that you can think of. Think of yourself as you felt in Osho's presence. Remember this for a while, and then let it melt away until nothing remains but the clearness of no mind. The clarity of the knowing self. By so maintaining clarity, automatic rebirth into a body will not occur and enlightenment will be attained. Apply the emergency prayer for closing the womb doors. Now that the state of becoming is happening to me, I concentrate my thoughts without distraction and striving to maintain the results of consciousness, I close the womb door. And without resistance, I do not enter. This is the time for pure thought and effort. I abandon desire and I let go of jealousy. And meditate on Osho. The process of rebirth, or the willingness to be responsible for human bodies. Now you are at the threshold between involution and evolution, between the high and the low. If you fall asleep here, even for a single moment, you will be reborn without choice. If the concentration of consciousness is focused on Osho and the teaching, you can succeed in becoming liberated even at this late time. Now the time has come to learn the five major methods for closing the womb door and keeping you from being born into a body which would be a member of an undesirable family. Please be conscious and alert. If you have not understood what has been happening to you at this moment through the influence of your own past actions, you will have the impression that you are either ascending, moving level, or going down. Those having the feeling of going up will have the impression of arriving at a place of happiness. Those having the feeling of moving level will have the impression of arriving at a place of indifference. And those having the feeling of going down will have the impression of arriving into a place of misery. And at this time, signs of your birthplace will appear. Be earnest. And have pure affinity for life. remain in the state of no mind. If you succeed in this, you will not be born into an unwanted body. If you fail in holding these thoughts, you will see mental pictures of males and females in sexual union. Watch and accept your own sexual thoughts at this time. If you try to indulge or escape from these thoughts, you will re-enter on a lower or neurotic level. Maintain this withholding, and you will not be born into an undesirable body. If you should fail in withholding yourself, you will feel yourself entering into a womb, and you will have feelings of attachment and repulsion. If you are about to be born as a male, you will have an intense repulsion towards the father and attraction towards the mother. If you are about to be born as a female, you will feel an intense repulsion to the mother and attraction towards the father. Be neither attracted nor repelled towards either the father or the mother, but hold in your mind the beingness of father-mother, and if you succeed in maintaining this thought, you will not be born into an undesirable body. This is important because after the fusion of the sperm and ovum, you will lose consciousness until the beginning of the process of birth, unless you have had special teachings about remaining fully conscious while in the womb. Otherwise, you will sleep until birth, and you will spend the lifetime constantly dramatizing the things you were afraid of during the transit. Resolve right now not to feel aggression or passion. Let them be gone forever. If you should fail, you will experience hallucinations of crashing sounds and frightening apparitions again. Realize that these are only phenomena of the mind and are just as dreams. Ignore them, and they will dissipate. Do not give in to fear. If you succeed in ignoring them, you will not be born into an undesirable body. If you fail to ignore these hallucinations, there's one last method to be used. Keep this awareness in your mind. All things are my own mind. Holding this thought, allowing the mind to rest in the uncreated state. Keep your thoughts flowing naturally, as the spring flows into the river and water pours into water. By allowing yourself to rest naturally in stillness and silence, you can be sure that the womb door to rebirth will be closed. There isn't any effort that needs to be made in order to awaken. In fact, it's just the opposite. Stop making efforts to remain asleep. Simply cease to have anything to do with action and reaction. Don't try to make anything happen or not happen. Let go of your efforts to maintain consciousness and reality. Automatically, as these drop away, you will be the only thing remaining. When there is no more struggle to be something or to do something, you will find yourself awake. Guide your own thoughts along this path. I take refuge in the clear light. I take refuge in Osho. I take refuge in the way of the teachings of the enlightened masters. I take refuge in the company of the Brotherhood of Spiritual Souls. If you can only ask for help sincerely, without holding back or feeling pain due to your intense pride, you can now obtain liberation. How to choose rebirth? When it becomes certain to you that you are going to be born, choose the continent and country of your place of birth. you will feel the driving compulsion in fleeing from the mind to enter into a body. However, ignore such compulsive desires, and you will attain the power to select the body of your choice. Create the longing to be born into a country of spiritual advancement. There are two ways to choose. One, hold in mind the thought of being with spiritually minded people of conscious understanding. Two, conceive to the type of person you would like to be and hold this thought in your mind. Enter only into a body for which you feel no repulsion or attraction, but can have a mood of complete impartiality. Enter the following meditation along with me to guide your thoughts. I will be born as a being in the line of the teachings of the enlightened masters. Within the school of the teachings, and work in the teachings for the good of all sentient beings everywhere. I will take birth with a father and mother who are embodiments of the great Father-Mother, and who are within the realm of the practice of meditation. I will take a body with merits and grace. Which can be available for the benefit of all sentient beings. I will practice the teachings and meditation in my new birth, and during that lifetime, I will consciously perfect myself towards liberation, so that all beings everywhere might benefit from my liberation in the next transit. I will not die again unprepared for liberation. If you are still having trouble choosing a lifetime, no matter what happens from now on, just meditate on Osho in the clear light. And maintain that visualization. Call him by name. Give up your attachments to your old reality now. Give up your friends, your relations, your knowledge, your understanding of how it used to be, your influence, and your power. Let go of your material accumulations. Enter now into the light of the human world, or into the light of eternal existence and consciousness.